a place to and joyful place to be in worship this morning. So we're so pleased you are all here, especially those who might be visiting with us this morning. Please do leave a record of your visit with us. We've got a guest book just outside here, outside the doors of the sanctuary. And there's a time of fellowship after the service. Now, I will warn you that the children following service this morning will be decorating cookies for Santa, so it might be slightly chaotic. Slightly chaotic. Anyway, but do come in and join us for a time of fellowship. At the offering time of the service, if you would like to leave an offering, you're certainly more than welcome to do so, though it's not required. If you'd like to use the offering envelopes, the guest envelopes that are there in the pews, fill them out. Let us know you've been here. We would love to say thanks for worshiping with us. And if you are in search of a church community to be a part of, which to be a part, do let us know. We'd love to have some conversation around that. I notice our Advent vase is slowly filling up, so if you have been doing things that are part of the Advent calendar that was circulated for about 3 weeks there, don't forget to grab a little green or a little red piece of paper, fold it, and drop it in the vase when you get to church here, or maybe after service if you forgot to do it, so we continue to fill that up, so that it's just a way of marking our participation in Advent in preparation for Christmas as we come so much closer. I think those are the announcements that I needed to share. I'll give a couple of opportunities for others who might have something to say.
If I got here on time today, I'm going first. The only reason I'm here this early. No, I'm just teasing. I'm Jill Brogan, for any of you who don't know me. I'm producing this year's Dinner Theater once again. And so it is the time of great writing and coming together and thinking about all the things that we do in the spring in terms of our annual play and Dinner Theater. So with that in mind, there's a sign-up sheet out in the entryway for anybody who is interested in participating this year in the Dinner Theater. If you would kindly sign up, put what you're interested in, if you're interested in singing or acting, or even anything else. And you do need to be in grade 7 or above in order to participate. I'm just trying to get a feel of how many people are interested this year. I have a pretty good idea. But if you could please just put your name out there on the sheet and let me know, and I'll make sure that we can include you. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Anne Woods with Cole Harbour Cares, a refugee sponsorship group. We've been doing an advent for over Christmas, and if you want to make a donation, just put it in the collection plate, and I have a thank you card to give you. One thing I want to share with you, Khaled, who owns Station One restaurant up on Main Street beside Tim Hortons, was very helpful with our first family, and he actually knows Ziad Al-Assadi, who is our second family. So we invited him to come to our last meeting, and I want to share with you what he said to us, because you are our biggest supporters with Cole Harbour Cares. So what Khaled said was, "I would like to thank you for the opportunity you gave me to be with you today. I cannot thank you enough for welcoming Syrian families into Canada with open arms. Your actions will forever be remembered in the minds of every Syrian. You have given Syrians a second chance to live in dignity and harmony with their families. God bless you, and thank you once again for all your help." So I thought that was really special to share with you. One other thing, everybody's got a social media page. I don't care if you're a refugee or you're a president. He showed me Ziad's Facebook page, and what he has, everybody's got a photograph on your page. And mine is my two dogs, go figure. Other people have kids, grandkids, or somewhere special that means something to you. What Ziad has on his page is a Canadian flag. And I just, that really shook me when I saw that. So anyway, so I just want to leave that with you. Please pray for our family over Christmas. Every time you hear Lebanon in the news, that's where they're living. And that impacts them whenever there's unrest in Lebanon. So pray, keep them safe, and they'll come here fast to Canada. Thank you.
I have two announcements, but since brevity is my strong suit, I won't be here that long. This evening at 7:30 is the choir's Christmas concert. That is 7:30 here. 7:30 here is the Christmas concert. Just, I think I've made Maurice happy now. Good. My other announcement is the new choir season starts up Thursday, January the 4th. And gentlemen, I am looking at all of you. I would love to have some more tenors and basses. So, but one of the probably surprising things about the choir is you don't actually need to read music to join. If you can read words on a page, you meet the basic requirements for what we do. I'm not being facetious here. It's actually true. So I would love to see some new tenors and basses, although I will accept some sopranos and alters if you want to join. But that's Thursday, January the 4th, 8 o'clock. I start at 8:01, so there we go.
Thank you, Charles. Let us begin this morning then with the lighting of our Advent candle, and Tom and Anne Brayton are going to lead us in that.
In a distressing and despairing world,
we are called to share God's joy.
A joy that cannot be purchased or packaged.
A joy that is rooted in hope.
Grant us the courage to share this joy.
And we proclaim the joy of the world. God be with us, Emmanuel.
May this gift of a candle warming flame remind us of God's gift of joy.
Let us pray. O divine love, on this third Sunday of Advent, when everything seems to speed up, with the exception of our ability to keep up, draw near to us. May we feel your presence and be reminded that what we are hurrying toward is somehow here already. Quiet our chaos for a few moments, so we may feel cradled in the love we seek, and in our conversation, in our action. This we pray as we gather in community. Amen. Just a quick note, a couple of folks have been concerned about the style of the screen, the pictures on the screen. Windows updated on us and has shrunk our screen viewing. Ron and I have been working on it for a week. If anybody else has some better ideas to help bring it back to full screen, you know, talk to Ron because he's ready to throw the computer out the window. Anyway, so we are working on it. Hopefully it will be fixed, but do please bear with us as we sing Will You Come and See the Light, 96 in Voices United.
The first scripture this morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. Rejoice always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. God himself, the God of peace. Sorry, that's something else. Reject every kind of evil is the end of that. Yes. If you'll turn to page 850 in Voices United. We're reading Psalm 126, and we'll be doing the second refrain. When God brought Zion's captives home, it seemed to us like a dream.
But then our mouths were full of laughter, and our tongues uttered shouts of joy.
Then they said among the nations, God has done great things for them.
Truly God has done great things for us, and therefore we rejoice.
Restore our fortunes, O God, as streams refresh the Negev.
Those who sow in tears shall reap the shouts of joy.
Those who go out weeping, carrying seed for sowing,
shall come home with songs of joy, bringing in their sheaves.
Children who are here this morning would come and join me for a few moments. Now, does anyone have food that they're bringing, that they've brought to fill up our stable? Oh, I see some hands. Can some of our children help to bring the food forward that is brought for our stable? I see Carol over here has a hand up. Can someone go see Carol? And over here? Oh, wow, what a bunch of great helpers we've got this morning. Woo! Wow, I was getting a little worried. Our stable was looking kind of bare. Look at it fill up. Oh, and the stock is getting filled. And Bill, we got one backpack back already. Awesome. At least one. I haven't seen another one yet. Fantastic. Oh, this is so exciting. Are you excited? The stock is too full. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, maybe we can put some things down here on the step next to the sock. Whoa, my goodness. Woo, that's wonderful that it's so full. How exciting. Oh, my. Here we go. Look at that. Oh, I see another backpack there, Bill. So there's two. Maybe even three. Fantastic. Excellent. All as part of our Advent conspiracy. Woo. Oh, one, two, three backpacks. Excellent. Well, I have a special word for us again today. We've been doing special words each Sunday, and this Sunday's word is joy. Joy. Isn't that a good word, joy? I think joy is a wonderful word. What gives you joy? What gives you joy? Cupcakes give you joy. Your pet gives you joy. Wow. Wow. Well, I have some pictures on my phone here of what gives me joy. Let me see if I can bring them up. I have a folder on my phone that just says joy. So let's see here. Oh, here's one picture that's one thing that gives me joy. Do you know what that? That's my family. We're doing a selfie. Probably be a little clearer if I had a selfie stick, but I don't got one. Yeah, that's one thing that brings me joy. Oh, here's another thing that brings me joy. What does that look like? The church? What specifically in the church? Can you see? The choir. Yeah, I've got a picture of the choir on my phone. That brings me joy. What else is on here? Oh, there we go. What's that? My house. My home brings me joy. Yeah. That's the house we have. There's something missing from my phone. Oh, just a second here. Let me see. There we go. I can fix this. You guys just stay right there. Don't move. Here we go. I'm a boiled trout. There we go. How about that? Everyone, my church gives me joy. Yeah, my church gives me joy. Church can be a special place, and this morning church is extra special because we're having another baptism this morning. Yeah, so I'm going to invite you guys to stay here so you can be part of the baptism, and I'm going to invite Sean and Stephanie to come forward with their entourage and join us at the front here as we baptize their little one, Charlotte. There we go. So you guys stay right here, and that way you'll be able to see, okay? All right. Good. Mom and dad. Godparents here. Good. Good. Very good. All right. So they've got a microphone over there for you. Oh, thank you. I'll take that back. That one was mine. It's all right. All right.
Stephanie and Sean come today to present their son.
Their daughter.
Daughter.
Sorry. My bad.
I thought, I know they have a daughter.
It says Charlotte right there. I know that.
Yes. I'm going to start again. Stephanie and Sean have come today to present their daughter for baptism. Hear these words from the stories of our faith. Yes. People brought little children to Jesus for him to lay his hand on them and say a prayer. The disciples turned them away, but Jesus said, "Let the little children alone, and do not stop them coming to me, for it is to such as these that the reign of God belongs." Then he laid his hands on them. Baptism is the church's way of celebrating and naming the grace of God living in every one of God's children. It is the way we initiate new members into the life of the universal community of faith. And it marks the entry point into the lifetime pilgrimage of following in the way of Jesus.
Sean and Stephanie, by what name is your child to be known? Little one, born of love, surrounded by love, child of the universe, we now name you Charlotte Jade Cogswell. Take this name and make it your own. Live in freedom and fullness as you travel your journey of life. And what do you ask of God's church at Cole Harbor Woodside United for Charlotte? Charlotte Jade, we welcome you to this family and this community, and we rejoice that you are here. Let us pray. God is the heart of life, and we are the heartbeat. May our hearts be filled with thanks and praise and songs of joy. We rejoice in the miracle of light, life and delight in our participation.
Water is a precious commodity. Water is everything. Water is life. We claim the joy of water and the way it sustains and nourishes us. Let it flow and pour and sprinkle for all people, that all may know each day the gift of God in water. The biblical stories also talk of the preciousness of water. These stories remind us that water is a blessing and the source and strength of life. Without it, humanity and all that is created could not survive. And our stories remind us that God's way is the way of compassion and love. God's love, like a shower of rain in drought, awakens the sleeping seed within the soul and lures it to blossom.
God's love, like a paddling pool, inspires the responsible love of children, jumping, splashing each other, and shivering with wet delight. God's love, like waves crashing on the shore, breaks in on us, enfolds us, leaving us feeling vital and refreshed. So let's give thanks for this love that reaches out to us in what we say and do, in love for this child whom we are welcoming into our midst. We gather to pray, believing that God prays in us. We acknowledge our responsibility to ensure that we use the resources of water well and make available for future generations resources for our children and their children. We give thanks for the gift of this water. May it be the birthing waters of a new and holy life. Amen. Can you come see me? Oh, thank you. How are you doing? There we go. Charlotte, Jade, in the touch of this water, the ancient symbol of new life, I baptize you into the love, service, and joy of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. First one. Charlotte, Joy, Jade, may the presence of the Spirit of love in you be nurtured and constantly affirmed by your family and your friends. Yeah, I'm sorry. May the sun and stars delight in your touch. Amen. It's okay, little girl. There we go. You're going to have to come visit her afterwards. First one. There we go. It's okay. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to know each other. That's okay. Mom's got you. You're okay. May the presence of the Spirit of love in you be nurtured and constantly affirmed by your family, your friends, and your church community. May the sun and the stars delight and touch your heart with fire so you may find passion to be creative. And may you know God's blessings. Amen. Yeah. We have a special blessing by the choir. And Sean, I ask you now to respond to God's graciousness to Charlotte by making these promises. Will you promise for Charlotte a welcoming home of love and trust? And will you help Charlotte grow in her understanding and appreciation of a broad religious faith? And will you encourage Charlotte to reach out to others with love and compassion? Stacy and Jonathan, you have been asked by Stephanie and Sean to be godparents to Charlotte. Will you do everything possible to ensure Charlotte is nurtured so her faith is healthy and strong? And each of us knows the need for support and care as we share in a journey of faith. As this family gathers at the font, this water, symbols of belonging and community, let us pledge our care for them. We stand as witnesses to the commitment this family has made. Pray. Bless this newly baptized child. May she always know the source of all love lives and comes to unique expression in her. Bless Sean and Stephanie as they may always show their gratitude for the new life given them by loving and caring for Charlotte. Bless these faithful people. May we all live in love, and may we continue to draw encouragement from the faith which connects our loving with the mystery we call God. This is a great day of celebration for Charlotte. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And now on behalf of the UCW, Carol has a presentation to make. Oh, it's right. It opens at the end now, doesn't it? Hang on. Yeah, it's on the paper just over there.
Jesus, who opened people's minds and hearts to see the light of God's presence within them. Stephanie and Sean, use this candle to help you tell Charlotte the story of her baptism as you light it each year to remember this day.
And at Cole Harbor Woodside, we have a prayer shawl ministry, and so all of our shawls are knitted by wonderful members of our congregation who knit prayers and blessings into each one of them, and so we want to present you with this prayer shawl, and this is the baptismal certificate for Charlotte. There you are. Oh, see, I should have given that to her first. Yeah. Wow, thank you very much, boys and girls, for helping me and being so wonderfully attentive. We're going to sing now, Rejoice in the Lord Always, because this is an amazing time to rejoice and sing. You going to help and sing with me? All right. I think there's some clapping and stuff we have to do in this, too. So can you, everyone up on their feet, and let's go.
The gospel reading this morning is from John 1, verses 6 to 8 and 19 to 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No, I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
Thank you.
Pause with me for a moment of prayer. As we move into this time of meditation, O God, may your Spirit move in the words that are shared this day. May they speak to our hearts and our spirits. Amen. So, in case you weren't paying attention, this Sunday is the Sunday of joy. Don't know if I said that enough. We are meant to be people of joy. Our very understanding of the divinity of God finds its home in us and in all of creation because of joy. The joy that we should feel and share as people of faith. It should be our basis, the point from which we start everything we do. It should be that point of joy. Joy in God. Joy in God's presence with us and in the world around us. Stephanie and Sean, in bringing your daughter Charlotte here to be baptized this morning, to be welcomed into the world by those who would offer ourselves to be your extended family, a family of faith, we have pledged to be a part of that which helps Charlotte to experience joy in God, and joy in God's presence, and joy in being family together. And we offer to walk with you on this day, as well as the days that are to come. And know that your church family is here for you in times of joy and in times of sorrow. As I shared with the online Bible study this week, that's the nature of life, isn't it? We have times of joy and we have times of sorrow. I shared a quote with the online Bible study this week. I said, William Blake puts it this way, we are made for joy and woe. And it's in this season of Advent and Christmas that we don't seem to be allowed to experience woe. We don't want people, don't want to encounter those who are in the midst of fear and angst and pain. We're supposed to be walking around with our heads in the clouds at this point in time singing, Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Not bad, eh? Too often, though we're out in the fields with the shepherds, sore afraid. We can and we should be permitted to do both. Even at Christmas time, there's illness in our families. At Christmas time, some of us are still struggling with mental health issues. Some people are struggling financially. Some people are having a hard time just because, gosh darn it, life is hard. And the world around us is a little tough to take sometimes. When you think about it, though, when the gospel, according to John, talks about the coming of the light into darkness, we have to be led to understand that for us to understand the light, we have to know what darkness is. We have to have that sense of balance. If we want to understand joy, then we do have to understand woe at the same time. And if we think of Mary getting so much closer to Christmas, as she ponders the path on which she is walking, she had to have been experiencing joy and woe at the same time. Joy in her betrothment, we hope, but woe in the fear that being pregnant and not married was not a good place to find oneself in first century Palestine. If Mary only knew one thing or the other, how could she take the momentous news and task before her and be able to cope? She is, after all, only human. And yet, we have this picture of Mary, who is but a child herself, frightened and unaware of what's happening around her, and in the midst of, though, the Magnificat we find in Luke's gospel, there is great strength and determination in this woman. She has a great sense of power and recognition of what is ahead for her. She is not always merry, meek, and mild. She is a woman of strength as well. And then last week, as I was thinking about this, I'm going through my Facebook and Twitter feed, and I was struck by this quote from the Reverend Lenise Pinkard, who was the minister at a church in Oakland, California. And she said this, and it just set me back on my heels. She said, "Mary was offered this wild proposition to smuggle God into the world in her own body, defying all laws. Mary's act of bearing Jesus was an act of defiance, an act of smuggling God into the world beyond the laws of what was real in that day." And as if that's not amazing enough, and it is, she goes on to say that we are offered that same wild proposition in our life today. In other words, each one of us smuggles God into a world each and every day that doesn't always want God here. How amazing is that? Welcome to the revolution, people. We're smuggling God into the world. And that is the source of joy. Joy isn't a blissful existence by which we have no concern. Joy is being called to be part of God's action in the world, even if the world looks like it's racing to oblivion. Joy of being new parents and the excitement of new life in the face of sleepless nights and endless diapers and concern for the future. Joy is being drawn into the cosmic dance of life and renewal, even in the face of death and decay. Joy is being a part of the action that is both human and divine, that is for the betterment of us all. Because Mary chooses to engage in God's wild proposition, to smuggle God's own self into the world in her body, we celebrate the birth of that child of Bethlehem and every child since and every child before. Because God's proposition to smuggle God's own self into the world in each of our bodies, when that happens, light comes into the world. And as John said, "And the darkness has not put it out." Thanks be. Amen. Once again, our invitation to the offering takes the form of a minute for mission. Do we have a minute for mission this morning? No? Okay, cool. Minute for mission. Think. All that we do in this church, in this congregation, the ways in which we reach out into the community, none of those things are possible without all of you. The gifts that you share, the things that you bring, the offerings you make, the time you spend. All of those things go for the betterment of this community, that community, and the world. In that spirit, let us continue to worship God as we present gifts and offerings this day. the gifts that we share and for the blessings we are able to give. We are thankful, O God. May these be used for the work of good things in our world, for the support of people, and for the work of love, justice, and equity. Amen. Let us join together. Throughout the course of history, O God, you have called upon people, all kinds of people, faithful people, frightened people, joyful people, and those who have been reluctant to hear and to respond. For all of those people who have inspired us, whose stories are recorded in the pages of our scriptures, for those who were part of the stories of the early church, for those who are part of the stories of this church, for all to whom we look in the world for an explanation, a vision, a sense of who you are, we are grateful. We ask, O God, that in this time of prayer, we might be inspired by those lives, that we might be moved by your Spirit, that we might be drawn by the vision of Christ's ministry in the world through which Jesus spoke and lived and ate and breathed and shared and died and lives again. And may that Spirit which inspired Jesus to move throughout his life inspire our lives, that we might move in the world and make this world a little bit closer to the vision of love and justice. We have seen some awful things in our life's time. We have seen some joyful things in our life's time. We know that these things occur in our world. We would rather only live in the joy, but that's not possible. And so we ask that as we celebrate the times of joy, we might take learnings from the times of difficulty, and that we might pledge to be, again, better than we were the day before. Walk with us, God, in each and every day, in everything that we do, in all that we say, in everything that we are, to the very core of our being. May we recognize that you dwell within us, that when we move in the world, you move in the world. And when we speak the words of comfort and hope, you are speaking those words with us. May we offer hope and care to those we love and those we know and those we find it hard to love. May we hold our hearts open even to those difficult times. We pray for those who are going through difficult times at this time in their life. For those who are walking long roads that are difficult. We offer prayers this morning for Willie and Simon and Carolyn, Dorothy. For Glenn, Neil, Peter, Stu, and Eric. Gary, Floyd, Matilda, Zida, Jean, and Doug. For Gail and Faith, Audrey, Sean, Gary, Millie, David. These are but the names that are known to us who have asked us to remember them in our prayers. But there are so many others, those whose lives are part of our hearts as individuals. Hear our prayer, O God, this day, and help us to live our prayer more fully. This prayer we offer as testimony to our faith in Jesus, who taught his followers that they might pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. hymn this morning is number 79, Voices United. Arise, your light is coming. As those who have seen the Christ light and who long to share it with others. Go with a heart and mind of faith that you may live with high expectation and with great compassion into this season of hope.